the rising cost of healthcare here in Central Florida. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Many Floridians using Marketplace Health Insurance can expect to see increases in their monthly premiums starting next enrollment period. An enhanced premium tax credit is set to expire at the end of this year after the passage of President Donald Trump's tax spending package. Those who rely on the credit to keep monthly payments lower could see a 90% increase in premiums in 2026, according to data from KFF, a leading health policy organization. Healthcare experts say the credit expiration will have a big impact on Florida.
We do have the greatest number of people enrolled, and so our residents have come to rely upon Marketplace coverage in a very big way, and that's going to be a very painful discovery when they go to renew this year.
Federal data shows 4.2 million Floridians use Marketplace health insurance, and 97% of them use the premium tax credit. A look at the rising cost of health care here in Florida. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these news headlines. Immigration and human rights nonprofits say at least six detainees at what's commonly known as Alligator Alcatraz have been hospitalized for various health issues, issues worsened by reportedly harsh conditions inside the remote Everglades Detention Center. Sebastian Quesidu is Miami-Dade Regional Director for the civic engagement nonprofit Florida Rising.
It's just completely unacceptable. So, like, I think we need more people to realize what's happening and say enough is enough.
Quesidu says that groups like his have received multiple reports from family members of detainees alleging inconsistent access to running water and lacking full meals.
God forbid we get a hurricane in the next weeks or months. What's going to happen? And I think it's completely irresponsible that our elected officials from the governor and down from him, like, to do this.
Environmental groups and others have filed multiple lawsuits which are pending to try and shut down Alligator Alcatraz. There are multiple pending lawsuits against the state to shut down the detention center. Brevard County Commissioners approved a new contract with county firefighters set to increase wages over the next 3 years. Firefighter union leaders have said that stagnant wages are partly responsible for a firefighter shortage at Brevard County Fire Rescue over the last few years. As Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen finds, the union says the contract is only one step towards fixing that shortage.
Starting the first week of August, Brevard firefighters will receive a retroactive raise, followed by a second larger raise in mid-October. EMTs are expected to see a 21% increase in pay. Some fire prevention inspectors could see a 50% increase over the next 15 months. Lieutenant Michael Bramson is the union president of Brevard County Firefighters Local 2969. He says the raises are a step in the right direction toward dealing with the real problem, which he says is the loss of experienced workers mentoring young firefighters.
And your experience is valuable. We can't teach your knowledge and be able to read fire, see smoke, being able to walk into a building and understand heat and human emotions and dealing with all these types of things. We need that experience.
Last year, Brevard County Fire Rescue had a shortage of 100 firefighters. Currently, it still faces a shortage of 82. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
Volusia County is beginning long-term projects to recover from Hurricane Milton after allocating around $133 million in federal funds to its Transform 386 program. Central Florida Public Media's Lillian Hernandez-Caraballo reports the program is designed to rebuild the communities hit hardest by the storm and strengthen the areas against future disasters.
These funds come from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and are meant to help communities rebuild for damages that other federal aid won't cover. Volusia County was awarded a similar grant in 2023 for Hurricane Ian, using the money to repair, replace, and even buy out homes, with a focus on helping qualifying low to moderate income residents. The county is hosting an informative event about the program Thursday at the John H. Dickerson Community Center.
Lillian Hernandez-Caraballo is a Report for America core member. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. From the Dr. Phillips Center to a world tour, Orlando Vocal Collective's Chris Keough wants to bring the Orlando arts community along for the ride.
I really am just hoping to be a pioneer for my community, coming up together, being bigger and brighter, and really putting us on the map as an iconic arts scene, because we definitely are.
Hear more about the quartet's a cappella success. That's this week on Spotlight. Get it wherever you get this podcast. President Donald Trump signed what he's dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law earlier this month. In addition to tax cuts, including for upper income brackets, it will also make cuts to federal health care programs, including Medicaid, and weaken the Affordable Care Act. The bill neglected to extend current subsidies to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, subsidies that are scheduled to expire at the end of this year. The Congressional Budget Office predicts this will lead to a doubling of premiums for many recipients. Engage senior producer Richard Copeland spoke with Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen about the impacts of this legislation on health care coverage.
Joe Mario, the sunsetting subsidy, describe how the premium tax credit benefited Floridians.
So as far as what it did, right, it lowered the cost of the monthly premium, and it really helped make affordable care affordable, right? This was a really popular part of affordable health care, right? I believe from 2020 to like 2024, nationally speaking, there was like a spike of 106% of usage. In Florida, there was a spike of about 134%, so huge spike. In 2021, this is when the Biden administration enacted their American Rescue Plan Act, in which case they eliminated the upper income threshold that you had to originally qualify for the enhanced premium tax credit back when it first came into fruition back in like 2014, right? Once that was eliminated, a lot more families could start using that. And when we say a lot more, I mean, currently like 97% of Floridians who use affordable health care benefit from that subsidy.
So you mentioned nearly 5 million Floridians are on the ACA, the most of any state in the country. Which ACA recipients are most vulnerable to seeing a decrease or elimination of that benefit?
That's a really good question. I guess I'll start big here and then we'll narrow out. Because of the nature of these cuts, it's very likely that a lot of people don't even realize that they're going to see a huge spike. Immediately you think of, the usual suspects. You think of course, families with children, families who, help those with disabilities, right? But something to really take into consideration here is immigrants. Immigrants are really going to be the most vulnerable to this. DACA recipients who were just added to the Affordable Health Care Act, the marketplace insurance, like just last enrollment period, they can no longer qualify for it. Those who were protected by TPS, asylum seekers, no longer qualify for this. So they'll be among the first to feel these effects.
And to be clear, undocumented immigrants do not qualify for ACA benefits.
That's correct.
So what impact will the elimination of the premium tax credit have on ACA premiums? Out of pocket, how will this look to Floridians on the ACA?
Yeah, that's really the meat and potatoes of this, right? So those who are on ACA can expect, without that enhanced tax credit, a 90% spike as far as that monthly premium goes. So like, for example, if you were paying $588 monthly, you're now expected to be paying $1,116 a month. So really, what was affordable has become not so much anymore.
And I wouldn't ask you to speculate on any political motivation for this, but I am going to ask you if the ACA is sustainable into the future under this structure.
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, Richard, right? But as far as what experts have been telling me, it does feel as though that this is an effective repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act. I had one source actually say that this was like death by a million cuts. So it's not dead yet, right? But its future certainly is uncertain at this point, and it's going to be a lot less effective.
That was Engage's senior producer, Richard Copeland, speaking with Central Florida Public Media's health reporter, Joe Mario Pedersen. Hear more about the impacts of the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid on Engage. Get it wherever you get this podcast. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis and Digital Director Ryan Ellison. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.